this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into a bit of overdrive here, trying to go to all your calls. Thank you for calling. Alan in Oregon. You had a question for Dr. Groot, but he's gone, but we're getting to you. What was your statement or comment?
Well, what I wanted to say, Alex, was that, you know how Youngevity has the Beyond Tangy Tangerine?
It's excellent.
I think, oh yeah, I take it every day. Thank God for that stuff. What I'd like to see you guys come out with is your own version, but I mean really amp it up. Really amp it up. High amounts of selenium, you know, high amounts of other ingredients, maybe CoQ10. I saw that your one product does have some CoQ10 in it. Your DNA, I was looking over that this morning before I left to go to work. The other thing I wanted to tell you was, you know, you're talking about colloidal silver, and I love that stuff, and I haven't had a chance to try yours yet, but I'm going to. One of the other things, a friend of mine had MRSA, and the hospital had given her two different types of antibiotics, and it wasn't working. They wanted to give her a third. I had found out that olive leaf extract was an awesome antibiotic, and within 5 days, her MRSA was gone. So I'm assuming that if you do olive leaf extract, something like oil of oregano and colloidal silver, you have a shield around you that is a pretty strong shield for anything to penetrate.
Olive leaf is amazing, and it kicks out a lot of the bad bacteria in your gut as well, on record. But you can have, when you first take it, I forget what it's called, it's that toxic effect of the bad bacteria, the yeast basically dying, and then you go through this process. But again, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not an herbalist, but I've interviewed the folks about it. Very interesting call. Thank you, Alan. Cato in Alaska, going north to Alaska. You're on the air, Cato.
Hey, Alex, you are a legend, man. You are a hero.
Oh, please. No, I'm not.
I'm an old philosopher with a stack of books 15 stories tall, and I ended up with the light of Diogenes. He was the guy who would go around in daylight with the light looking for one honest man, and when you're on the radio, it lights up.
But, well, I try to be as honest as possible. You got to be true to yourself, and that's all I've got. Go ahead.
Commit to the truth is what I say. And I wanted to talk about a few things, but quantitative easing is the thing you were talking about, one of the worst things going on. I believe this plan to blow out the dollar, they call it monetizing the debt. I think, you know, we used to have a thing called sacred honor in this country, and it's high treason just printing money out of thin air. And
all of it is, and that's the thing. They've gotten away with all of it, so the sky's the limit. We're about to see the limit. It's like that cheesy song in Scarface. Take it to the limit, limit. Maybe we should find it on YouTube real quick and play it. Go out with take it to the limit if you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Great points, my friend. So you think that's the big issue?
I do. I think the Democrats, they love it. They've always had you know, the secret dream to destroy debt in movies like Sneakers. Ben Kingsley character, he wanted to destroy all debt and Fight Club. Yeah. So for them, destroying the dollar is like a communist dream of theirs. And I think the elites have created a monster in the Democrats and the mob. I don't know if they could, you know, they're going to keep elect the.
Exactly. They're going to end up getting eaten by this French Revolution they've created. And they're destroying the old debt that they created to bring in a new SDR system. Great point. Sorry to Mary. Sorry to Andrew. I'm out of time. I'm going to go now, take segments for the nightly news tonight. It's always hard-hitting, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. The establishment is taking it to the limit. We need to take it to the limit right back in their face. So, again, until then, there it is. They found it. Crank it up. Take it to the limit. Limit. Can't believe you actually found it.
Limit. Limit. Destroy the borders to manufacture AIDS.
HIV and Ebola, ISIS, IS, Fukushima, chemtrails. Open up the limit.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is just a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
If you go back over a month ago, we re-reviewed the Banff Canada Security Prosperity Partnership secret meeting from 2007. Where we learned part of the text of the secret North American Union Treaty of 2005 signed in Waco, Texas at Baylor University by the Canadian Prime Minister, the U.S. President, and the Mexican President. And in that document that we cover in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, they say, we will achieve North American integration and a North American Union for merger with the EU and the Pacific Union, with our corporate administrators completely bypassing the nation states. I'm paraphrasing quotes out of it. You can go read these. Judicial Watch again sued and got them. The documents, thousands of pages that I read, much of which on air was covered. And they say, we will use the threat of terrorism, border collapse, and we will use epidemics like the flu or Ebola to bring in global governance. So just as the White House former chief of staff, now the Chicago Don, Rahm Emanuel, famously said to the Wall Street Journal television, don't let a good crisis go to waste. They are using this Ebola situation that is undoubtedly the worst Ebola outbreak ever. Undoubtedly the worst Ebola outbreak ever. To sell more global handling of tracking the disease. And I want to explain something. Interviewing multiple medical doctors, Harvard medical doctors, you name it, over the years. And a lot of articles have been written about this. You can look them up for yourself. There's a lot of evidence that Ebola was developed in laboratories and then released in the jungles of Western and Central Africa in the last 30, 40 years. And that as it mutates, it will become more aggressive and even airborne. And then one of the heads of the University of Texas Biology Department, who I want to do another special report on this week, maybe do it for the Nightly News tonight, Dr. Eric Pianca, who is a global exterminist. He believes that at least 90% of the population should be reduced. His acolytes, his graduate students that are now medical doctors, PhDs, microbiologists, responded to us criticizing him 6 years ago and the FBI visiting him by sending me open letters we published saying, listen, we will exterminate everyone. Pianca is not radical enough. Humanity is a parasite and must be dealt with. In fact, here's quotes from the Texas newspapers that reported on it out of Houston. I watched in amazement as a few hundred members of the Texas Academy of Sciences rose to their feet and gave standing ovation to a speech that enthusiastically advocated the elimination of 90% of the Earth's population by airborne Ebola. That's what the newspaper reporter quoted to the Houston Chronicle. They weren't politically correct yet properly to go, of course we must exterminate everyone. While speaking to the group, on a giant movie screen behind him was projected piles of skulls from the Rwanda massacre in 1994 with a red filter. And I've seen photos of that. You can look them up online. A man standing there saying, I pray for the blessed day when the airborne weaponized Ebola is released and 90%+ of the world dies as blood hemorrhages from every orifice. And now, hundreds and hundreds of deaths spreading all over Africa. There are now people on the ground in Germany that have Ebola. They're treating people at hospitals in Germany. A man collapsed before he could get on a African flight inbound to Minneapolis-St. Paul. That's the top headline up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com from the Daily Beast. He could have brought Ebola here, Minnesota widow on her husband. Patrick Sawyer was supposed to be with his kid's birthday party in a few weeks, but he died of the virus before he could board a flight to Minneapolis. His wife spoke out on the epidemic's toll. Nigeria felt a chill from the hot zone when 40-year-old man collapsed and died from the dread Ebola virus after flying there from Liberia. That hot zone chill now reaches America with word that the same man was scheduled to fly to Minneapolis in time for the August 16th party celebrating the birthday of two of the three young daughters. Guys, can we look up 12 Monkeys and find a clip where the bioweapons worker releases the bioweapon or is bragging about it? An environmental animal rights activist? Bruce Willis has been sent back from the future to try to stop it. What are you going to do, all of you arrogant narcissists out there, when this or some super weaponized SARS or the flesh-eating bacteria, the drug-resistant TB, starts literally eating your lungs? What are you going to do when your family members are dead? I know two people very close in my family, my uncle and my cousin, that are dead in the last 6 months, 7 months from this. And in the hospital, they said, we're turning people away. It's an epidemic, but it's not on the news. It came out in a few newspapers in Texas and other states that there was a quiet epidemic. And the hospitals, under CDC orders, would not release even what it was. And I even saw that in Newsweek yesterday, researching drug-resistant bacteria or superbugs. Just type in the term and click it, and you'll see the articles this week where they admit maybe one out of 1,000 deaths from drug-resistant bacteria is being reported by the hospitals. And do you know why? Because they've been told by the CDC, shut up. And they don't want you to know that if you go in there to have a hernia operation, or you go in there to have your Achilles tendon worked on, or if you go into one of these facilities to even get a small spinal surgery, or to get a inspection of your colon with a colonoscopy, that you've got a major chance. I've looked at the numbers. They try to cover these up, but if you add them together, the number one cause of death is not heart attacks. It's not cancer anymore in this country. It's hospitals. And every doctor I know goes to private elite clinics for inpatient care to have their surgeries. That's where all the rich people go. They don't go near a hospital. They don't go anywhere near them. Because let me tell you, you can say this Ebola's hype. It's not. This is the most serious Ebola outbreak ever. Hands down, the scientists are on record.
This just popped up on Drudge.
Part of CMR ER roped off. Officials say patient being tested. The corridor of the medical center's main emergency room was roped off on the first floor. This is in Charlotte, North Carolina. At Carolina's Medical Center, near the entrance Wednesday, a security guard was posted outside to prevent anyone from crossing the line. The question is it Ebola? By the way, the heroic African doctor who has treated thousands over the years for Ebola has died. Here's the headline. If Ebola hits the U.S., even healthy Americans will be quarantined. Persons who do not show symptoms would be forcibly detained. If you come in out of an African country that they think may have this, they're going to lock you up. The bigger question is, why are they making a big deal out of this? It is a big deal, but why are they making a big deal out of it when they've covered up basically flesh-eating bacteria killing people across the board, jumping into their lungs, and drug-resistant and drug-immune staph and strep and all the antibiotics they feed the farm animals that we then eat. Congressional report, Ebola bio kits have been secretly deployed to National Guard units in all 50 states. They're preparing. Remember, they've been pre-deploying for massive outbreaks? Again, could this end up being another part of the crisis? While our border is wide open and Africans, Pakistanis, you name it, was in the news yesterday, are just pouring across by the thousands as the border is wide open. But then they're going to use it to take your rights out there, America. That's just some of the news. Global authorities on the alert over Ebola outbreak. Ebola doctor quarantined in Canada. Ebola outbreak victim who sparked fears of global epidemic was on his way to U.S. Sierra Leone's top Ebola doctor dies from the virus. The doctor leading Sierra Leone's fight against the worst Ebola outbreak on record died from the virus yesterday, the country's chief medical examiner said. The death of Sheikh Umar Khan. Man's a hero. That's a true practitioner of medicine right there. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
He's been a guest on this show, Geraldo Rivera. I've been on his show, I think, 5-6 times over the years on Fox. I like Geraldo Rivera at many levels, but because he's, I guess, has some ancestry connected to Puerto Rico. I guess he's bought into the propaganda that we've just got to have a totally open border to the south and let anybody in or you're racist. And he has come out and said, shame on Drudge. His authoritative website has gone hysterical on the issue of immigration to children. 14 stories like, could Ebola sneak across? He hasn't had 14 stories saying that. The news has pointed out that drug-resistant TB, leprosy, black plague has now, bubonic plague has popped up, as you know, in Colorado. I mean, they're locking hospitals down in Germany and the U.S. Ebola has gotten into Germany. They're reportedly treating people in Germany that have come out of Africa with Ebola. Do you understand that, Geraldo? There's a reason we have a border. There's a reason, Geraldo, that you don't live in Puerto Rico, because it's not as nice as New York. Puerto Rico, by the way, is great compared to like Guatemala. So, do you want them to issue enough green cards to legalize the population of Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Guatemala? Because that's in the Congressional Budget Office's own numbers. That's in the bill. I mean, this is joke level what's being pushed. And I'm really concerned about superbugs coming across. I'm really concerned when I've been arrested for demonstrating that I'll get TB in jail overnight. Because that's where you get it, Geraldo. And when you get TB or any of this stuff in jail, nobody cares about you. In fact, if you get drug resistant, they lock you up for months or years in these modern sanitarium wards that are now popping up across the United States. If you have drug resistant TB and you get caught trying to fly, they arrest you and you get years in prison in a medical ward. But then we're like, well, why are the illegals allowed to just walk across with it? Why are no medical testing being done of all these people being dumped out of the Mexican, Guatemalan, and other hospitals? And Geraldo Rivera's like, you're racist. See, the laws are suspended. If I was an illegal alien, I could fly without ID. I could come across the border and be given bus tickets wherever I wanted. But as a citizen, I get harassed at the border. Because the border is there to control the people. They want more people inside the U.S. to turn them into political slaves. They want to exploit these Latin Americans. But they're still being used as a weapon. So Sierra Leone's top Ebola doctor has died. Part of CMRER roped off in North Carolina because of possible Ebola. We've got the headlines, could Ebola sneak across the U.S. border? I don't know, can fish swim in the ocean? Germany accepts infected patient for treatment as medical services across Europe are on high alert to prevent any risk of Ebola spreading here. A hospital in Germany accepts a patient with the virus. Yeah, you know why? Because bioweapons producers, guaranteed the Pentagon wants that blood. That's why that's happening. Ebola outbreak, deadly foreign diseases are potential major threats, says chief scientist, and says they are a threat getting into Western nations. That's in the London Telegraph. Maybe Geraldo Rivera will send a tweet at those scientists and say they're racist, huh? Because, see, everything's racist. Not bowing down, not accepting Obamacare is racist, not turning your guns in is racist. We've all been told that. And you know what? We're sick of it. There's another story up on Infowars.com. Keith Olbermann has gone on a multi-tweet, five or six tweets I was reading, attack on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com, literally calling us liars and saying that we believe in elves and magical creatures and that we're totally insane, and basically cussing us and calling us all sorts of names. This is a guy that does a show on ESPN who would cover false flags to get us into the Iraq war when it came out in the British news, who would cover real stuff when he was bashing Republicans, rightfully so. But as soon as Democrats got in, this guy became a total whore of the establishment. What a disgusting creature. So you can see those tweets up in an article and video that Paul Watson did up on Infowars.com. I hope some of my writers do a story on William Binney, the top NSA whistleblower, saying Obama should be impeached for the NSA spying because he's made it even worse, and saying that intelligence agencies have had a coup d'etat over our government. I thought that was a news-making interview. It was worldwide when he told lesser things to The Guardian, but again. We just keep dropping big bombshells here every 5 minutes. Big news coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. This is no war, this is not war, it's your step, but out of bed. It's all, what's wrong? I've already heard this song before.
Breaking loose across the board right now. Dollar devaluation, power prices at all-time highs. That's in the news check today. We've got beef prices and other meat prices at all-time highs. And there is a constellation of reasons that's happening as our farming base is shut down under federal regulations. Only Big Agra allowed to operate, basically. We also, of course, have dollar devaluation. I'm not trying to be negative here, You know, in the last few years, they kept announcing that by 2025 or 2030, we would see driverless cars on the road. They already had driverless cars on multiple state highways in the U.S. when they made those announcements. That's a standard PSYOP to announce it's coming in the future to acclimate you to accept it. Now in England, Germany, and other major countries, they're announcing that driverless cars will hit the streets in 5 months. Driverless cars heading onto British roads in 2015. Same thing in Germany. And they will also double as private and corporate and governmental surveillance hubs, grabbing your private digital information, decoding it, and selling it to the highest bidder. So it's the rise of the robots, ladies and gentlemen, that are being built in as basic backdoor Trojan horses into every major system that is out there. Again, I'm not trying to be negative here for everybody. I'm just trying to be honest about what's going on so that people understand the decision has been made to basically convert humanity into drones of the system and to have a rise of the robots. But the rise of the robots is bigger than just automation. The plan is to build a system and design an architecture that doesn't need humans and that is anti-human. They're not building an infrastructure to empower humanity and to give us a future. The decision has been made to build an infrastructure to make us completely obsolescent and to basically turn humans ourselves into a form of robot, merging with the machines through Pavlovian conditioning. When an iPhone dings, they've done the studies, you can look them up, people have a Pavlovian response like a dog does to meat. And they all sit back and brag about this and how the tactics work and how they're doing it to you. And these people are traitors against humanity. They keep you in a childlike state where you believe that their rabbit tricks are real, never knowing that it's a fraud. And for those of you that are awake to this, you're saying, yeah, tell us something we don't know. The general public is in a trance. They believe the frauds. They don't know. They go into a movie and don't look for the propaganda. They sit there and suspend disbelief, absorbing whatever they're told. I want to get your take on the global crises that are accelerating, the wars, the destabilizations, the collapse of economies, the moves for bail-ins to take private bank account money in the U.S. and Europe. All those regulatory announcements are being made. The globalists are moving on every front. What do you think the next big shoe to drop is? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air today. Going back to Infowars.com, here are some of the headlines. Geraldo Rivera accuses Matt Drudge of fomenting a civil war over border crisis for simply pointing out that no nation's ever opened its borders like this, accuses Drudge of engaging in racist behavior. Keith Olbermann trash-talks Drudge, InfoWars, and bizarre Twitter rant. Why is this all happening now? Because the order is going out, folks. Analyst, bill banning NSA data collection will not stop mass spying. Gaza in perspective. Hamas does the bidding of Israel state. Kurt Nemo has an article there that I agree with from one angle. Israel's on record founding Hamas in 1974, the year I was born. That's mainline Israeli news. As a destabilizer, you don't want mainline Muslims who are like Gandhi not being violent because then that makes their position stronger. You want them running around dragging people dead behind motorcycles like Road Warrior, like Humongous in Road Warrior, and firing rockets out of the blue. And when Israel says, stop firing rockets, they say, we will never stop. See, it's not Israel good, Israel bad, Hamas good, Hamas bad. It's that the whole thing's rigged, folks. And that's why I won't get into the whole cause celeb deal on the Palestinians. Because why won't you get upset about 300,000 Muslims, Arabs, Arab Christians being killed the last 4 years by al-Qaeda forces backed by the globalists? None of the cause celebs out there, none of the people that call me an Israeli agent, will talk about Benjamin Netanyahu endorsing ISIS a month ago. Outrageous, and I've criticized that. Because, see, that isn't in the script. That isn't in the PSYOP. You're supposed to be pro-Palestinian or pro-Israel. You're not supposed to pull back and go, oh, I see the manipulation. On record, declassified. You're not supposed to transcend the whole fraud. You're supposed to either hate Palestinians or hate Jews. I'm not going to hate either. They're all just people being played off against each other. And it's bigger than just Israel running Hamas. It's larger than that. It's the globalists running both states. It's the clash of civilizations that the PNAC documents from 2000 stated. The PNAC documents openly say, in Rebuilding America's Defenses, it's declassified, you can go read it. And by declassified, it's a governmental slash private think tank with Dick Cheney, the former defense secretary. He wasn't vice president yet when they wrote that, honchoing it. And they said, we will fund the radical Muslims and we will fund the radicalization of the West against them. We'll have a clash of civilizations that basically brings down both systems into our control. The only lie was they said for America, Pax Americana. This is not Americana. The NSA spying on everything we do without warrants, the government coming after our guns, the borders being wide open, global government, tens of trillions in banker bailouts, the ultra-rich exempt from taxation, using class warfare, brainwashing poor people to go after middle-class people, their only ladder out of poverty, shutting down the ladders of success? Is that Pax Americana? No, 1776 worldwide is Pax Americana. And it's an idea of freedom and liberty. Never truly realized in this nation's experience, but just the partial realization was beautiful in the areas that we were able to embrace that. So that's where I stand on this whole front, ladies and gentlemen. And then there's this headline, insider says intelligence agencies are running the government. That's his quote. William Binney. And the video, the entire interview from yesterday, 45 minutes long, is up on Infowars.com. I'm going to retweet that right now when I go to break. At Real Alex Jones, insider says intelligence agencies are running the government. When he said something lesser than that in the London Guardian, it was one of the biggest stories in the world for a couple days, and we celebrated his honor, his courage here on this show. But then we have this subconscious, myself included, view where if we break something big, it doesn't even make the website, and I have to go and make sure it makes the website. I'm not complaining or throwing anybody under the bus. I'm bringing this up to point out the fact that we should all think of ourselves in the new media as important. We should all realize we've proven we're trying to tell the truth and that we know what we're talking about and that we've tapped into the zeitgeist. And if you're in a liberty movement, you're part of that. You've proven it. You've taken the ridicule and the attacks and been proven right. And so when we have the number four guy at the NSA on our show saying it's a total authoritarian, criminal, martial law takeover, blackmailing the whole government, that's sensational. And we, all of us, and you the listeners, need to realize you may not get this for long if they stage a weaponized smallpox or weaponized airborne Ebola release that we know the Pentagon's been developing and other states have been developing. There have been articles out there in places like the Baltimore Sun with headlines, you know, breaking down the thousands of gallons of liquid death. And I remember that statement at these hundreds of bioweapons labs that they call BioShield, a decade-long or now 13-year-long program to build bioweapons labs in populated cities all over the United States that get around the weapons treaties by saying they're testing how to treat these weapons, but they're making these weapons. So what's going to happen if this stuff gets out? Will that be the crisis to bring in global governance and martial law? Is that why they're preparing? We should look at the West, who's done all this secret experimentation and weaponizing of viruses and bacteria on record as prime suspects involved in the worst Ebola outbreak ever. And doctors and scientists and epidemiologists and virologists are saying that it looks like Ebola is getting stronger. It's mutating. And then we've got all these top globalists that go and hang out with Prince Charles, dancing around making statements about soon the airborne Ebola will be out and 90% of you will die. And I'm sad, but it's best for the earth. And it's for the New World Order and for Lucifer. These are quotes, by the way, of major department heads. Scary enough that the FBI went and visited him when I threw a fit. So that says something to the FBI. I guess they love their kids. I guess you better look into biology department heads who talk like that. Because let me tell you something, folks. They're gearing up for the organized collapse of civilization. Will it be World War III? Will it be global financial collapse? Will it be the purposeful shutting off of the power systems worldwide? It's all happening. The globalists are waging war against civilization, except for compartmentalized breakaway civilization grids that they control. That's a military tactic. Shut down your enemy's technology, only you have it. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. David Spangler, American spiritual philosopher, author, considered one of the founding figures of the modern New Age movement. And he said that in a publication of the Council on Foreign Relations in congressional testimony. And by the way, I've been around these people. I'm not even going to tell people something. I'm not going to say it. I mean, it's too much. People can't even handle it. I saw that clip of that Mason one time that a Christian confronted about worshiping Lucifer. And he goes, oh, sweet Lucifer. Oh, sweet Lucifer. But I'll tell you, at the top, they're Luciferians, folks. They're not devil worshipers. There's a big difference. And they think that they want to save the earth by wiping everybody out. And you can look at what humans have become and the things we do, and you could have that argument. But I want to take your phone calls. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Kevin in Mississippi. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
You want to talk, bro? Hell yeah. You want to talk, brother?
Yeah, I want to talk. How you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
I was wondering, is the government going to do anything about stopping anybody from coming from Africa over to our country with that Ebola disease? Or they're just going to let everybody jump on planes and come on over here so they can kill us all?
Well, that would be racist if we stopped someone with Ebola from coming over. The main track to get in illegally, if you can't get a visa, is you go to Mexico, you land, and as long as you don't get off the bus, they don't stop you. And no, it's being predicted by virologists that if this outbreak of Ebola continues, it will come across the border. But again, Geraldo Rivera said that anything south of the border can't be criticized. If you were in Guatemala City and didn't like your beans and rice and fish, that would be racist. You just accept anything if an alien spaceship landed in Mexico and flesh-eating goblins came off that were going to eat us, we would have to accept it because it originated in Mexico, sir.
That was something I was wanting to ask you. Have y'all heard anything about the Chinese that are supposed to have bought the National DeSoto Forest over here in Mississippi?
I know that, yes, Chinese firms are buying up giant swaths of public and private land all over the United States. They're basically state-run fronts. And then they pay off the locals and don't follow any of the laws and operate as a mafia. And they're arresting and taking the organs of Christians in China. That was in the news yesterday. And blowing up churches and taking down crosses on churches. But any criticism of that is anti-Asian. I thought I was criticizing authoritarianism. But again, if you criticize Hitler, it means you're anti-German. This is the new political correctness, so you just need to accept that, sir.
Well, I don't criticize Hitler because I have a full understanding of why Hitler done what he done way back when. But that was then, and this is now, and what we got now is a real big bad problem with that border down there. And what I want to know is why ain't the Texans, New Mexicos, Arizonians,
New Mexicos,
and Californians going down there to put a stop to all that coming
from? Well, you can go do it, sir. Listen, I've read Mein Kampf. Have you read My Struggle?
Sir?
Have you read My Struggle?
I was introduced to you by my son about 7 months ago.
Well, I'm glad you're tuning in, brother, but let me just explain something. What we've been told about Hitler in most history books is not accurate, but the real Hitler was a complete lunatic as well and was set up by...
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I'm your host, Alex Jones, with our fearless InfoWars crew doing an amazing job. I want to thank all of our AM&FM affiliates out there as well and all of their sponsors, all of our national sponsors, all of you out there, the listeners, for your prayers and support. By the way, the specials end in just a couple days. You can get 5.3 months free at prisonplanet.tv. Again, you can always get 2 months free when you sign up for a year off the monthly price. If you go month to month, it's $5.95. The price goes down by an equivalent of 2 months free when you sign up anytime for a year. But when we do the special, we take another 3+ months of the price off. So it comes out to 5+ months free when you sign up for a year. So you pay for a little more than 6 months. You get more than 5 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. See all my films, the nightly news, so much more. Commercial free video and audio podcasts. Special reports on the road. 18, 19 years of material. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members who helped finance so much of what we're doing with the cutting edge of true independent, pro-liberty, pro-human, pro-empowerment media. Truth media. We wear our bias to tell the truth and to stand up for freedom on our sleeve. We tell you openly what we stand for. PrisonPlanet.tv for the month of July. One membership, by the way, is 11 memberships. 11 people can use the PrisonPlanet.tv membership. InfoWarsNews.com, same URL. And until tomorrow, we're running a special. Huge discounts on all the Made in America apparel. The Molon Labe belt buckles, the Molon Labe shirts, you name it. The Made in 1776 ball caps and the golf shirts and water bottles that help spread the word and meet like-minded people. The Navy SEAL made bottle breachers, 50 cal, rifle bullet, all of it. InfoWarsLife.com, MadeIn1776.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the master URL. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But those specials will end on the 1st. So please take advantage of it and support the InfoWar while you are at it. And again, we couldn't have done any of this without you. Let's talk to Jay in Texas. What do you think the next big crisis is going to be? This is the season of manufactured crises. What do you think?
Alex, you know, I got to say, you know, this, we didn't have a warning back in 2001 when we had the towers taken down, but of course, in an inside job. But I think that we're heading that way in some way, some sort. You know, the war in the Middle East, and then we have war in Russia and Ukraine, you know, it leaves us out. I mean, the U.S. is never out of a war, regardless, you know, what stand is. So I think we're going to have to blackmail something. Someone's going to get blackmailed. Something's going to happen, and we're going to get involved. And I'm afraid it's going to be a inside job here in our United States, you know, in our country.
Well, I agree with you because you notice that Obama keeps saying, I'm worried about just someone nuking Manhattan. I'm not going to say who. But then you look at the movies and what they're pre-programming, it's patriots linking up with radical Muslims to then blame us for it. Like U.S. Army, who was anti-Obama, detonated the nuke in New York City or in D.C. And really, it'll be the globalists to bring in their hard coup. And I'm telling you, all the Homeland Security preparations, folks, are for a takeover. Our ace in the hole is the average Homeland Security person is actually awake. I've been amazed. So the globalists have a real problem.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grubb. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity.
Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Your new home for Man Cub.